Welcome back. This is an advanced composition lesson for jungle and drum and bass in Ableton Live, and we're going to focus on one of the most powerful mood tools you can use without turning your track into cheesy anthem territory, contrasting major and minor flavors inside the same pitch world. The whole vibe today is sunlight through clouds. Your main energy is minor, rolling, break-led, credible, but you'll carve out short, controlled flashes where the exact same notes suddenly feel major. Not a key change. A tonic illusion. Same universe. Different gravity. By the end, you'll have a 64-bar sketch at around 172 BPM, with a dark A minor-centered main section and bright C major lift, plus a bass line and drum treatment that makes the switch feel intentional and musical, not like two different tunes glued together. All right, let's build it. First, set your project tempo to 172 BPM. Now do a quick organizational pass. Because when you're doing subtle harmonic tricks at high tempo, messy sessions kill momentum. Make groups for drums breaks, drums tops, bass, music, and FX or Atmos. Add three return tracks. One short reverb around 0.8 seconds, with a high pass around 250 Hz. One longer dub reverb, like 2.5 to 4 seconds, high pass around 350 Hz and low pass around 8 to 10k. And one delay return using echo, set it to an eighth note dotted or a quarter note, low feedback, just enough for throw moments. Warping. Breaks go in beats mode, preserve transients. Pads and Atmos go complex or complex pro. That's it. Now, the key strategy. We're going to use relative major and minor. A minor and C major. Same notes. Different home base. This is important. In jungle, people don't hear harmony the same way they do in slow four on the floor music. The listener locks onto where the bass lands, where the top line resolves, and where the drum accents make things feel final. So we're going to change the feeling of resolution more than we change the notes. In Ableton, open the MIDI clip view and turn on scale. Set it to a minor. You could set it to C major too. It's the same pool, but I want you thinking we're in minor and we're going to fake the major. Now let's write the minor-centered music. Create a MIDI track called Pad or Chord Stab. Load Wavetable or Analog. Keep it stuck. We want something that can do short stabs or a medium pad without getting in the way of breaks. Here's a jungle-friendly minor vamp that works beautifully, and 9 to G6 or G at 9. 2 bars each. Loop 4 bars. That's your bid. If you want a slightly more 90s progression feel, try M to F maj 7 to G to M, but be careful. The more song-like the chords become, the easier it is to accidentally drift into popland. Now the voicing rules, and I really mean rules. Put these chords up in the register, roughly C4 to C6. Keep the low mid clean, and a huge one in drum and bass. You can leave the root out of the chord if the bass is covering it. So instead of slamming an A in the chord, you might voice a minus C, E, G, B up high, while your bass owns the A down low. Instantly more professional, instantly more space for the break. Sound chain suggestion for the stab or pad. In Wavetable, start with a saw on oscillator 1, add a sine quietly on oscillator 2 for a little body, filter it with MS2, cut off somewhere between 2 and 4K, a touch of drive. Set the amp envelope depending on your vibe, shorter for stabs, medium for pads. Then add saturator with soft clip on. Drive maybe 2 to 5 dB. Add auto filter high pass around 200 to 350 Hz. Add chorus ensemble very subtly for width. Then send just a little to the short verb and a touch to delay. Keep it rhythmic. Offbeats, syncopation, gaps. In jungle, empty space is part of the harmony. Now we build the major flash. Remember, no new scale. We're just going to make C feel like home for a moment. Create an 8-bar answer phrase. The easiest lift that still feels legit is C maj 9 to G to M 7 to F maj 7. All of those chords are still using the A minor pitch set, but the way they resolve makes E feel like the landing zone. Or go even simpler, C maj 7 to M 7. Very light, very air without forcing it. Here's the real trick to making it read as major. Emphasize the major third and fifth of C, which are E and G. You can do this by making your top voice resolve to E or G over a C chord. And in the lift, avoid treating A like the final note in melodies. You're not banning A, you're just not letting it be home. Teacher note here, you're trying to hack the listener's vote. At this tempo, the vote is decided by the longest note, the highest resolving note, and the downbeat. So pick one of those and make it scream C is home, even if everything else stays similar. Placement, put the lift at the end of a 16-bar phrase, like bars 9 through 16, or save it for a hook moment near the end, like bars 49 through 64. Short and impactful beats long and obvious for this genre. Now, bassline. This is where a lot of people accidentally destroy the illusion. Create a bass track. Load operator. Choose algorithm 1. Just assign on oscillator A. Keep it solid and controlled. Add a saturator after it. Drive maybe 4 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. EQ8. High pass at 25 or 38 C, and if it's boxy, a small dip around 200 to 350. Write a 2-bar rolling pattern. Rhythm matters more than melodic complexity here. Make it feel like it can loop forever. For the A minor section, emphasize A, G, and E. Root, flat 7 vibe, and fifth. For the C major lift, shift emphasis to C, G, and E. Notice something? E and G are pivot notes. They belong to both moods and they help you glue the sections together. Here's the practical method I want you to use. Keep the rhythm exactly the same and only change the downbeat note. In the minor phrase, the first note of bar 1 is A. In the major phrase, the first note of bar 1 becomes C. Everything else can be nearly identical. That way the listener feels, oh, we turned the page, not we loaded a new track. Now sidechain. Put a compressor on the bass. Enable sidechain from the kick, or from a ghost kick if your break doesn't have a consistent kick. Start at ratio 4 to 1, attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, re 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction, and don't just set it and forget it. Adjust the release until the groove breathes with the break. Next, drums and breaks, because in jungle the drums are your narrator. They can frame the harmonic shift, so the listener feels it even if the chord track is quiet. Load a break, amen, think, whatever you like. Warp and beats mode, preserve transients, slice to new MIDI track to a drum rack so you can do edits. For the minor section, make the drums feel darker, more ghost notes, tighter hats, maybe even pitch the breakdown by 1 to 3 semitones if it suits your sample. That pitch drop alone can make everything feel more shadowy, even before harmony. For the major lift, brighten the drum world, but do it musically, not by just boosting highs. Bring in an open hat or a ride layer. Add a crash with a high-passed reverb tail. And one sneaky trick, layer a super quiet version of the break pitched up 1 or 2 semitones during the lift. Keep it barely audible. It reads like sparkle. On the break group, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Be careful with boom. Maybe 20 to 40, but only if it doesn't smear. Use a EQ8 to cut mud around 200 to 400 and tame harshness around 6 to 10k if needed. Right before the lift, do one micro-arrangement move so the listener gets a signpost. One bar before the major flash, do a tape stop-style moment with echo or a quick low-pass sweep on the music group, then snap it open at the lift. It's that here we go breath. Now melody, because melody is where you declare the mood even if your chords are minimal. Create a lead with simpler using a stab sample, or a plucky wavy double patch. Saturator into auto filter, then echo subtly, reverb via send. In the A minor section, end phrases on A or C. That immediately reads as minor gravity because C is the minor third of A. In the C major lift, end phrases on E or G over a C chord, and use slightly more ascending motion. Even a simple rise of 2 or 3 notes can feel like emotional lift. Advanced spice, optional. In the A minor section, you can briefly hit an F sharp in the melody as a quick mode tint, like a Dorian wink. The rule is, keep it quick and resolve it. Jungle loves a cheeky note, but it has to behave. Now let's lock an arrangement. Use this 64-bar blueprint. Bars 1 to 16, intro. Filter the breaks in using an auto filter on the drums group. Atmos and minimal minor stabs, just implying a minor. Keep bass sparse or off until around bar 9 so the drop has impact. Bars 17 to 32, drop 1, minor. Full breaks, rolling bass landing on A, minor stabs and little call and response melody fragments. Bars 33 to 48, development, do different break edits, add percussion, tease the lift harmonically. A really effective tease is to drop a C maj 9 for one bar, then go straight back to a minor, so the listener starts craving that brightness. Bars 49 to 64, the major lift hook, shift the bass downbeat to C, bring in brighter hats or a ride, voice chords higher and slightly wider. And a big pro tip, keep the major mostly above 200 HE. Let your sub stay weighty and consistent so the floor doesn't wobble. Sell the lift with upper harmony and melody decisions, not sub gymnastics. Extra coach move, use a functional anchor note. In a quiet pad layer, hold a subtle C during the dark section, and then in the bright section swap that held note to E. Nothing else has to change much. The brain hears that guide tone and it votes differently. Another brightness without EQ move. Don't boost highs for the lift. Instead, move your stabs up 7 or 12 semitones, or just shift the top note higher. Register is perceived as energy. It's one of the cleanest ways to lift without wrecking your mix. If you want an even stronger contrast for a very short moment, you can do a parallel major trick. Go from a minor to a major for one or two bars by introducing C sharp, but only in an upper voice. Keep the bass mostly A and E so it still feels grounded, then snap back to a minor. That's a classic "What was that moment" when done tastefully. You can also spotlight the lift with a tiny dominant setup. Right before you land on C, hit a quick G7 flavor. You don't need the full chord. Often just B and F in a stab is enough. Make it syncopated and short so it reads as tension, not jazz class. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Don't overchord it like house music. Jungle harmony is suggested. Too many full triads in the mid-range will smear the breaks and make it sound like a keyboard demo. Don't let the sub define the wrong center. If you're trying to sell C as home and your sub is still thumping like it's the final answer, the listener will feel confused, not impressed. Don't change everything at once. If you swap chords, bass rhythm, drum pattern, sound design, and effects all at the same time, the listener won't hear major versus minor. They'll just hear new section. Keep most variables stable and change one or two that matter: downbeat, bass target, melody resolution, and drum brightness cues. And don't confuse major lift with more treble. The lift is about where notes resolve first. Tone comes second. Let's do a quick practice exercise you can knock out in 15 to 25 minutes. Set 172 BPM. Write a two-bar bass loop in a minor using A, G, and E. Duplicate it. Change only the first note of bar 1 from A to C. Make two stab clips. One with A9 hits. One with C-maj 9 hits. Arrange 8 bars minor. 4 bars lift. 4 bars back to minor. Then export a quick bounce and listen quietly. Low volume is a cheat code, because it forces you to hear structure and resolution instead of just vibing to the bass. If the mood flip isn't obvious, don't touch sound design yet. Fix the composition. Change what your melody resolves to. And C for minor. E and G for major. Recap to lock it in. This audio version is shortened for playback.